From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In March, swastikas were found painted outside the Guatemalan Maya Center and an office being used for the Bernie Sanders campaign, both in Lake Worth Beach. Earlier this year, the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County formed J-Secure, a free security patrol service to monitor and combat anti-Semitic incidents and potential hate crimes. WLRN's Wilkin Brutus talked about that with Michael Hoffman, president and CEO of the Jewish Federation.
So the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office investigated the vandalism at the Guatemalan Maya Center in Lake Worth Beach and the Bernie Sanders unofficial campaign office in Lake Worth Beach. Is that two of many reasons to increase the security in the Jewish community?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, the issue of hate and bigotry and anti-Semitism, it doesn't go away, or it hasn't gone away during the pandemic and the economic crisis that has hit our community and every community literally around the world. So we felt as a Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County that it is our obligation to support all of our Jewish institutions and our synagogues and our other partners to do what we can to ensure that the safety and security of our Jewish institutions is never compromised.
Since many crimes go unreported, have you seen anecdotal increases of possible hate crimes on a local level?
22 organizations are participating in the J-Secure patrols. That includes 17 synagogues, and the others are just different Jewish institutions and agencies of the Jewish Federation. And over the past, a couple of weeks, we've had 10 incidents where there have been concerns of either that have the potential for individuals to commit crimes, the potential for individuals to commit acts of anti-Semitism. Fortunately, through this patrol, through these efforts, we've been able to have been proactive and to sort of address some of these concerns and to make sure that all of our Jewish institutions are as secure as possible. So, for example, in several of the synagogues that our security has patrolled, they found doors that were slightly ajar. There were some individuals or vans or unauthorized cars that have been sitting in some of the parking lots. We don't want to wait for an incident to happen. We want to be proactive. We want to be respectful, but we want to make sure that our institutions feel a level of comfort for their safety and security.
Tell me more about the J-Secure security initiative. How does the initiative work?
So we basically have a director of community security at the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. It's a position we didn't have 2 years ago. We have felt that we've had to have created this position to find a variety of different ways to ensure the safety and security of participants in Jewish life. And who participate in Jewish organizations. We work very closely with local law enforcement, Palm Beach County, all the different, the city of West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Gardens, other locales. We work closely with the state. We work closely with Homeland Security. And we basically sort of coordinate efforts to ensure when there are potential acts of anti-Semitism, when there are reports of threats for anti-Semitism, that we make sure that we have the law enforcement efforts necessary to ensure safety and security.
That was Michael Hoffman, president and CEO of the Jewish Federation, speaking with WLRN's Wilkin Brutus. The Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County has a phone number for the J-Secure Patrol Service. It's 561-478-0700. Once again, that number is 561-478-0700. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.